Jeff Sarazen, immediate past president, Wisconsin Optometric Association.
And you are also a practicing optometrist here in the Wausau area.
Correct. I'm practicing at a group practice in Wausau called Envision Eye Care.
All right, let's start off with the topic at hand, which is eye exams for children. Why is it important for kids to get eye exams before they head into school for the first time?
Well, it's extremely important because kids cannot learn if they can't see. Studies have shown that 80% of learning comes through vision. I mean, can you imagine trying to learn something if you can't see it? It's critical for kids to be able to see what they're looking at so that they can understand the subjects.
And that is one of the things that is brought up when we're looking at these sort of eye exams, is that a lot of behavioral or learning disabilities can be attributed to eye problems. I myself was diagnosed with nearsightedness at an early age, and that cleared up some of my issues. Is this the kind of thing that you're looking for in these sort of eye exams?
Well, we're really looking for a couple of different things primarily. Kids that are nearsighted have trouble seeing in the distance, so they can't see what's on the smart board. We used to have blackboards, but those have been replaced by smart boards. And kids that are farsighted, they're the ones that are often missed. The school screenings don't really check kids to see if they have trouble seeing things up close. Some of those kids that have trouble seeing things up close are often labeled as ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They have basically the same symptoms. They tend to avoid reading. They sometimes are disruptive in the classroom. So these kids get labeled as somebody that has a different disorder when it's just simply a vision problem. Those are the ones we want to catch.
Now, a lot of families in the area may be out of work or may not have vision coverage along with their medical insurance. Is there help for people to get these kind of eye exams for their kids if they can't pay for them otherwise?
Absolutely. There's some wonderful programs. One that's been available for a number of years is called the Vision USA program. That's something that benevolent optometrists offer their patients. It is designed for families that are uninsured and low income. And basically, it provides a free eye exam and free glasses for these children that need them.
How do we get in contact with places that are offering the exams?
The best way is to go to or to contact the Wisconsin Optometric Association. They can be reached at woa/eyes.org or 608-824-2200, and they can find an optometrist in their community that can offer this program.
Now, an initial eye exam is good for getting students into school, but there is also some need if your child is wearing glasses, if they do have eye vision problems, to get a continuing eye exam every so often to make sure that there's not any more problems. Is that right?
Right, and that's what's often missed at the school screenings. The parent thinks that the child's vision was screened at school, therefore their eyes are healthy. Well, the screenings do a great job of catching the occasional kid that has trouble seeing in the distance, but a complete eye exam by an optometrist is completely different. We want to check the health of the child's eyes to make sure there's no other conditions that we're missing.
What other problems do you look for in children's eyes in these exams?
Yeah, sometimes that's a great question. Sometimes a child can have a misaligned eye where, you know, it's obvious if the eye turns way to the right or way to the left, but occasionally it can be just a small amount of eye turn. The eye might drift a little bit to one side or perhaps up or down, and these children will often have very poor depth perception, very poor stereopsis, and those things can be treated with glasses or with vision therapy.
If people are looking for these low-cost eye exams, what sort of information do they bring to you or to the Optometric Association when they're looking for them?
They'll really just want to get a copy of their last tax return to prove that they meet the requirements to be part of the Vision USA program.
All right, I think that about covers it. Is there anything I've missed or anything you want people to know?
One question I often get asked is, how often really should children be seen? And there's some very clear guidelines. All children should have their eyes looked at about 6 to 9 months of age. Then we recommend a comprehensive eye exam before they start school. If that's normal, then every couple of years is fine. But if the child does have a vision problem, then they should be seen annually.